One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi there. My name is Nick Riley Ann Smith Kayla Jones. It's so nice to meet you. Yes. I'm from Springwood, Texas. Yes, I have a lovely family. I have four kids. It's so nice to meet you. Yes, I heard about you. I heard about you in the Facebook, the neighborhood group. I saw you moved in. It's so nice to meet you. I'm so happy that I'm here to introduce myself to you today. Yes, you may have seen me before. I am a singer. Yes, I do sing. My adorable kids filmed me singing and I went viral. Yes. And yeah, so God made girls. So I mean, a few things about me. My daddy owned, you know, the oil business, the oil on the west side of town. Yeah, I am. Yeah, Jones, that's him. I don't know. We've just been huge pillars in the community, and with Trump coming back in, I mean, who's with me? I mean, it's going to be great. Anyways, it's so nice. Yeah. Mick Riley. Yeah. That's my name. Yes. It was so, what's your name? Okay. Hey guys. What's up? It's me, Mick Riley, and oh my God, what's her name? McRiley Ann Smith Kayla Jones. Hey guys, what's up? It's me, McRiley Ann Smith Kayla Jones. Guys, I don't know what got into me today. I don't know what happened. Earlier, I was just driving around in my Tesla. Yes, my Tesla. And the Elon Musk mode was activated. And I don't know what happened, but suddenly I just... And then I just opened my eyes and here I am. But I had to film today, so let's just do this. Let's just get into this episode. Welcome back to Not Thriving. Guys, the 8th episode.
Okay.
Where do I go from here? I have questions and I don't really know the answers. Welcome back. Thank you for being here. Yes. Who's excited for a big one? I'm doing my big one today. Yeah. My big one. My kids taught me that one. It's funny. I am so excited to be here today. This is going to be a very exciting episode. I have a lot of things to talk about the liberal Hollywood agenda. I have a lot to talk about, but I'm very excited and I'm so happy that we're here for the 8th week. Guys, if we're going to be really honest, I didn't want to do a full look this week. Anyways, guys, first thing on the books today. Well, okay, one, missed you guys. Who missed me? Who's with me? Okay, who is excited? I want to quickly say before we get started, the most important people on the planet. Is it me? No. Is it you? No. Well, maybe. Yes. It's the patrons. Guys, thank you to everyone who subscribed to the Patreon. If you don't know, last week was the first week of me doing my Patreon. I was doing my big one. And guys, I'm so excited. You guys really seem to like it. So if you guys haven't checked it out yet, I'm going to give you just a quick rundown because this is the best Patreon. Yes, it is. For Patreon, for the Not Thriving Patreon, guys, you are getting full YouTube videos. You are getting full classic my YouTube videos that I am making. And I'm posting them every time I post a podcast episode. Another video is going up on Patreon of me getting into these looks. Guys, the Patreon today was so fun. I really recommend you go check it out. You're also getting other perks on Patreon as well. For example, today I'm doing an extended episode with questions submitted by you guys. And I also have topics today that are only Patreon allowed because I have juicy things to talk about. I'm going to be name dropping because I'm pissed. The liberal Hollywood agenda. I have a lot to talk about. So yeah, go over to Patreon to check out the bonus episodes. Those are coming out once a month, at least, probably more coming soon when I get some help. Someone help. Help! So yeah. Yay, Patreon! But anyways, thank you to everyone who subscribed over there. Y'all are everything to me. Y'all are special, 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 special people. Today's a really big day for gay people because, guys, Mayhem came out today and I have been listening to it all morning and I just need to give you my quick thoughts at the top of the show. If you're not a Lady Gaga stan, I'm so sorry. I'll make it quick for you. Where's my little monsters? Not in church, yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But it's everything, guys. It's such a good album. She did something really special that I just have to touch on because it really blew my mind. And this is a cultural shift. She was teasing this album, the album Mayhem, which is her seventh studio album, if you don't know. I think it might just take some time to fall in love with some of the songs on that album, I'll be honest. But some of the songs really hit me in the first listen. I think other ones will start to like really as time goes on. And I'm really excited for that adventure as well. But I want to know y'all's thoughts. I think the album just came as a big unexpected hit to a lot of little monsters, such as myself, because it was so different than what everyone was expecting. But I think that's the magic of it. That's what makes it so exciting. So I'm really loving the 80s pop fantasy that's coming from Gaga. I'm excited to delve into it more. But yeah, Zombie Boy, I was twerking to that damn song while getting ready today. My bob on and all. I think a lot of people thought this album was going to be like Brat or like a dancey album, the way that Abracadabra, like you want to twerk to it. She did it in a different way where it's like a very like Studio 71, not disco, I guess, but just 80s, like back in the day, like you want to be rolling around in your roller skates and twerking and doing the splits Lexi Love style to some of these songs in this album. It's just a masterpiece. I can't wait to listen more. But anyways, onto the actual topics. Today, guys, we have a lot to talk about. The Oscars just happened, of course, but I don't know if I'm ready for that anger. Guys, the Oscars being over marks a lot of good things and a lot of bad things. The good thing, we never have to hear about Emilia Perez ever fucking again. This is the best news. And I cannot believe that Zoe Saldana, whatever the fuck, won Best Supporting Actress over Ariana Grande. And I know Wicked is woke, so I don't usually go for those types of things, those woke things. Wicked is woke. I don't fuck with that. I don't fuck with woke things. It's for sissies. It's for the sissies. And sorry. Who is deciding on these awards? Who in their right fucking mind? And I just really can't believe. I cannot fucking believe it. But you know what upsets me more than that? the fact that they're just inviting anyone to the Oscars these days. They're just inviting anyone to the Oscars these days. Guys, I can't explain the feeling I felt seeing certain people get invited to the Oscars. I'm sorry, I have questions. I really do have questions. I'm finding it. I hate to see my ops get invited to the Oscars. Yes, it's true. I hate to see my ops get invited to the Oscars. Yes. But it's okay. Everyone can relate to this. It never feels good to see your ops win. It doesn't. Because, I don't know, it's a hard thing. I'm actually being so drama because there's a part of me that's very happy for this person. I'm like, that's really cool. And not saying I should have been invited to the Oscars, because there was not one person who was gagging to see me do a glam bot. I don't think I'm quite there yet. The people haven't woken up. But, woke. Sorry, I don't know what that was. The people haven't woken up to the fact that I deserve to be in front of a glam bot. And guys, sorry, pause. Glam bots are pissing me off these days. I made a TikTok about this and it got so much hate. Hate. People were really hating on me because of my take on the glam bot. I'm done with the glam bot. I'm done. I don't need to see any more of this. I don't need to see one more bitch on my For You page after an event go, if I can't go to the Oscars and get a glam bot, I'll do my own glam bot right here, right now. Even better than the original. Wow. Okay, now I'm feeling more content with my opinions now, because now I got my own glam bot on my own accords. No, but seriously, guys, it's just played out. It's weird seeing celebrities. It's supposed to be like this weird thing where it's like, okay, look at this sickening celebrity turn around in slow motion. But like, one, that whole fantasy has been like crushed, because as I said in my TikTok and as I just kind of pointed to, bitch, they're letting anyone in front of those cameras these days, girl. It actually made me realize. So I'm thankful to the flops who get glam bots, because it made me realize that it's actually just kind of dystopian and weird all around for me to like be expected to gag at some random at J-Lo going like, the only people who are allowed to have glam bots are a few people. Some influencers do it well. Bretman Rock, gag. Quenlin, gag. Who else? Hailey Bailey, I don't like her. Okay, the sneak, bye. There's a lot of people who look great during a glam bot, so I'm gonna love the glam bot for what it is, and I really do appreciate it. Also, the guy who runs the glam bot, I think he's so sweet, so cute. Love him. So it's nothing against him. It's just against the damn robot arm. Like, I just am pissed. Anyways, first world problem, no one cares. People were hating on me because they're like, why are you so mad? I'm like, oh, I'm not mad, actually. As I'm twitching over here, my bob's twitching because my ops got to do glam bots. I think I'll talk more about this on Patreon, just because I don't want to be too negative of an Ellie, but I just think it's hard to see people that weren't the best people towards me. It's hard to see people get rewarded, but you know, people change, people grow. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm like, it's kind of sickening. I'm pissed because one of my ops is at the Oscars. I'm like, okay, I'm going to start doing that to the people who I'm their ops. We need to find the people who hate me, and we need to put me in the Oscars so that, okay. Me trying to convince someone. I'm like, please, let me in. Imagine me on the carpet like this.
Okay. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why do I look like that one girl who keeps losing the Oscar for the music? Diane something? Who knows about her lore? Anyways, but yeah, the Oscars happened. Also, okay, Anora won Best Picture. I really gagged at this. I really gagged at Anora winning Best Picture because I wasn't expecting it. What I will say is I watched Anora after the Oscars and I love that movie so much. It was, I don't know what I expected, but it was just wonderful. So Anora, recommending Anora. Yes. Okay, sorry. We're going back to the Oscars. My ops at the Oscars. I'm sorry. All this talk about my ops really has me thinking. It really has me thinking. Let's talk about them a little bit. Let's do this. I will never forget. Yeah, I won't. One thing about me is if you do me wrong, I'll never forget. Let's just say I was in love with a man. I was in love with a man at one point. A man who's not my boyfriend currently. I don't know if I could say this. Let's just say a man lied to me about his sexuality just to get away from me. That's what I'll say. Lied. Yes, lied. I don't know what's appropriate to say about another person's sexuality and what's not, so I'm not going to really say much, but just know that a man once lied to me about his sexuality just to get rid of me and then went behind my back immediately and told people that he was lying to me to get rid of me. Damn. No one likes my vibe. What do you mean? What do you mean you don't want me to be in love with you? What do you mean? That's something I'll never live down. A man lied to me about his sexuality to get rid of me. Yeah, that's something that my vibe does to people. And bisexuals are evil. I think I have a lot more to say about that one day, my first love, just my personal experience, but that's not for today. No, today we have bigger fish to fry. Speaking of TikTok haters, who remembers when I got canceled? Yes, we all know what happened. I got canceled for a situation that I didn't need to get canceled for. There, I said it. If you want to know a breakdown, you can go to episode 4 of this podcast and I talk about it in depth a little bit. If you know a little bit of the lore, that's all you got to know. And there was a girl who made a video about me during this whole situation, calling me a clout chaser, which, by the way, hi, I said this in the other episode, I'll say it now. When I got canceled, the only clout chasers in that whole situation were the bitches like her making videos about it to get likes, and that she did, and likes she got. Everyone agreed with her at the time because it was the let's all hate on Antonio Garza train for no reason and call me a clout chaser even though I didn't do anything wrong. I don't like showing this side of myself where I get angry, but like sometimes I just have to get pissed at a bitch who did me dirty. Like, and I've never talked about it and I've held it in for a long time. And I think I just, something broke. We broke the surface when I was scrolling on my free page and I saw this girl. And it just reminded me, like, there is just this girl who just wanted to say words. She just wanted to say words. She just got bored and wanted to say words. So she made a video and she started the video off by saying, I don't really know what's happening. Which, okay, if you don't know what's happening, that's where the video stops. Stop talking. But then she made a video and said words about how she thinks I'm a clout chaser and how that's all I really remember. It was just, it was a horrible take. She silently deleted the video. Yes, she did. And now she's going viral for being quirky. My ops are everywhere. Like, I have too many of them. They're all over the place. I'll find them and I'll talk about them because I never forget. I don't forget when a bitch does me dirty. I don't know. I just would never do that. I would never do that. I would never blindly say something about someone else, like in a rude manner, and then just silently delete the video and go on about my life like nothing's wrong. And I know that's a lot of TikTokers' career is just shitposting and talking about random crap, but I don't know. It just hurts. It sucks to see someone benefiting so much right now off of like creating videos like that, where it's just like giving their shit opinions that don't mean anything. And like know-it-alls. No one likes a know-it-all. But what do I do? Because it's like, I feel like a bitch right now. I'm a bitch. And this, I might even cut a lot of this out of the podcast because I don't like even watching myself back talking shit, but it's like these emotions are natural. And what am I supposed to do when I feel like someone did me dirty and I don't want to forgive them? How am I allowed to just not like some people? Is that okay? Is that okay to just not like some people? Okay, me talking on a podcast about this. Like, wait, yeah, it's okay to not like people. Maybe don't talk about it on a podcast that's being posted to YouTube, Audioboom, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Wow, I really can't hate things in a normal way. Now I'm realizing. Anyways, guys, next thing I want to talk about is like... Oh. Hey, y'all. Hey. Why are you looking at me weird? Anyway, so next thing I want to talk about, guys, is an experience I had one time that I just remembered, and it's just killing me. It's always a magical experience meeting your favorite YouTubers and seeing them in public, especially when you're not from like LA. Like, I'm kind of obviously quite tainted to it now. I've seen and met almost everyone that I could have ever wanted to meet and dreamt of meeting, and it's really awesome. YouTuber wise, not like everyone in general, but I've just met a lot of YouTubers and it's been really cool. But the first, we have to talk about the first YouTuber I ever saw in real life. Actually, first celebrity too I ever saw in real life, because it was not who you'd expect, and it was a very fun experience. This was in 2016, I think. And this is important, the time and the era of my life I was in, because in 2016, I couldn't do normal things. I couldn't go outside. I couldn't walk my dog. I couldn't go to school, and I couldn't go to the store without people looking at me like I was a fucking freak. Because as you all know, this is what I looked like. And I have photos from this day too. So these are the exact photos. Sorry, audio listeners, love you. These are the exact photos from the day that this all happened. And this was a day where my friend texted me when I woke up in the morning. She said, "Do you want to go to an event with me today at Urban Outfitters?" I said, "Urban Outfitters? Yes." This was before I even shopped at Urban Outfitters. This is when I was still broke. This was when I was still in my Vineyard Vines era. So I actually remember I wore this teal long sleeve Vineyard Vines shirt because I thought that's what was cool. I thought that was what was trendy. Meanwhile, everyone else in the crowd for this event was dressed like Tumblr, sickening leggings, fishnet skirt and top and gagging. Meanwhile, me in the corner, yes, wearing a bright teal Vineyard Vines shirt and jeans. Guys, my jeans, I think I should have a photo of this. I used to wear skinny jeans, but only in a certain way. I used to get skinny jeans, keep in mind, so tight already, but I said, mm-mm, I would roll them up. Not one time, not two times, not three times, not four times, five times. So the skinny jeans would be up to here, rolled up to my knees, thinking that it was trendy. Girl, you look like you have fucking capris on. You look like you have yoga leggings on, but... It's what satisfied me, okay? It's what satisfied me. That's what I thought was cool. So that was my vibe. I had black skinny jeans on, rolled up six times to my knees, and a long sleeve Vineyard Vines neon teal shirt with straight frizzy fucking hair, acne worse than you've ever seen in your life, covered up horribly by Maybelline Fit Me Matte Full Coverage Foundation, and eyebrows as big as the fucking Titanic at this Urban Outfitters event. And who did I go there to see? Oh, no other than Lauren from Fifth Harmony and, drumroll, Connor Franta. Connor Franta was a speaker at this event. What was this event for? I couldn't fucking tell you one thing. All I knew is this was my first time in life ever being within any like proximity whatsoever to any celebrity or YouTuber. Honestly, Connor Franta was someone I grew up watching. I grew up watching Connor Franta, Troye Sivan, Tyler Oakley, Joey Graceffa, all of them among others. And to be able to see him, I was like, I'm gagging. I was really gagging. So I go to this event, Austin, Texas, at Urban Outfitters in 2016 to see Connor Franta. And here's the thing. Remember how I used to always say that people would look at me weird because of my thick eyebrows? They wouldn't look at me like this. They would look at me like this. They wouldn't look at me like this. They would look at me like this because they were staring at my eyebrows. And if you were far away from me, they would just be staring at me because like they would have to get a full view of my face thinking, what the fuck is going on with that person? And so that is exactly what happened. Girl, all I remember from that day is sitting in the crowd and I kept making eye contact with Connor Franta on the stage when I was 13 years old. Because of my thick ass, ugly ass face and my ugly eyebrows that were throwing everyone off. Girl, I swear to God, I had that bitch stuttering. I swear to God, I had that bitch stuttering on stage because he was like, who the fuck is that freak in the neon teal t-shirt and big fat brows? I need to find the photo. I need to live react to this with y'all because I have not looked at this in a long time. I know I took a photo of him and I almost feel like in the photo he was staring at me because he was like, who the fuck is this troll taking photos of me? Yes, I found it. Okay, so this is a photo of me. This first one is a photo of me. Brows, period. Next one, right. Next one, oh, with my friend. Yes, my sickening friend. Yeah. Wait, realizing things. This iconic photo of me with my biggest eyebrows to date was taken 2 days after me seeing Connor Franta at Urban Outfitters. So he really got to see something that, honestly, he was in my presence now that I'm thinking about it. Okay, here's the video of him.
On YouTube, it just kind of happened along my journey.
So wait, bye. Not at the beginning of the video, him giving side eye down. Girl, he was scared. I remember that whole time we just kept making eye contact. And to him, I have one thing to say. Connor Franta, if you're seeing this, I know you don't remember this, but I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I showed up to an event you were hosting. Guys, some people stand up to like wipe their ass after they poop. Do you think about this? Guys, do you stand up or sit down when you wipe your butt? You don't have to answer. Please don't answer. I sit down. Of course, I stay sat. Yeah, one thing about me is I stay sat. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'll never forget this. James Charles one time tweeted about talking about how he stands up to wipe his butt after he uses the bath. Okay. Hey, so let's take a moment. No, hey, let's take a moment and realize the words that just came out of our mouths. Okay. And I've decided I want to keep talking about it. I remember seeing this and I judged him. I really did.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
And I think I talked to him about it too at the time. In general, this sparked a debate online, I remember. And I remember tweeting about it and being like, who is standing up and wiping? And that's the day I realized my whole life was a goddamn lie. There is an avid community of stand-up wipers out there. Avid, so much so that I know some of y'all are watching this being like, you sit down? That's the kind of thing. And we don't talk about this enough. We don't talk about this. There are stand-up wipers everywhere. Everywhere you go, Trader Joe's, people standing up and wiping their ass. Target. The NRA meetings. There are stand-up wipers everywhere. And I don't want to judge you. I'm judging you. I don't want to judge you, but can someone explain this to me? That just doesn't feel natural. And I remember the argument that someone said to me one time was, well, I don't want to sit down because you're going to put your hand in the toilet. What's happening in your bathroom session? Are you shitting on the walls? Is it like that scene in like that one movie where that guy's looking around everywhere because there's poop everywhere after the kid left the bathroom? I don't want to get too detailed here, but one thing about me is if when I'm using the bathroom, I'm not putting my hand in the toilet water. I'm doing what I need to do. And if you're standing up, you're getting poop on your butt cheeks. Okay,
wait. I have to stop talking about
that. I think I just bring this up because I'm just confused. And I thought about this the other day and I was like, is this something actually happening? This is worse than the fight between Democrats and liberals. Wait, the two demons. This is worse than the fight between the liberals and the conservatives. The stand-up wipers and the sit-down wipers. Who is right? Who's wrong? Please let me know. Or don't. Hey, it's me, your favorite YouTuber, asking you to tell me how you wipe your ass. Okay. I just don't know. There's a lot of things that I don't know in life. Another thing I don't know that I want to touch on is how am I supposed to keep living without wanting to kill myself? Okay. I'm done with the whole being funny thing. I'm done. I'm done being funny. I want to just go about my life now being boring. I want to be boring. I really want to just start being boring. Why was I blessed? No. Cursed with the quality of having to be the funny friend. I'm not the funny friend. I've had to fit the role of the funny friend. I've tried to push myself into that box of being the funny friend. I don't want to be the funny friend. It never worked out for me. It didn't. All my friends are funnier than me. I just want to be the pretty friend. Why was I cursed with ugliness? Ugliness means you have to be funny. Ugly people need to start having more rights and respect. Because I was talking about this too. A lot of people just hate Ash Trevino because she's ugly. I'm just as ugly as her. And does that mean y'all hate me too? It makes sense why I'm a flop. I've been stuck in the Kia asylum for a long time and I can't get out. And I think it's because I'm ugly. I think that's the case. So that's also a reason why I'm getting plastic surgery. Okay, what is this sentence? I have to stop myself. But it's true. Ash Trevino is hated because people think she's ugly. There, I said it. Sorry. That's the thing, is I'm just as ugly as her. I really am. I don't think I'm very easy on the eyes. I'm going to be honest here and say that. And does that mean I'm a bad person? Yes. In the words of Trixie Mattel, just because I'm ugly doesn't mean I deserve to live. So she was onto something there. But does that mean that everyone should hate me because I'm ugly? No. Guys, I don't know. Just let me out of the Kia Asylum. I want to get out of the Kia Asylum. Someone told me I was locked in the Kia Asylum, and they were right. They were right. They were onto something. Finally, a take I could agree with. I'm stuck in the Kia Asylum, and I need to be let out. When the child is tea, but the finna is gag. Girl, I'm dead as a child. Huh? Pat your funny friend on the back today, because it's not an easy job. It's really not an easy job. And okay, this is the episode of questions. I have a question. Does bedrotting for 3 days really mean that you need to get on antidepressants? Because I saw a girl saying, it was this beautiful girl, and she said, I haven't left the bed in 3 days, so I tried a third antidepressant. Hey, I haven't left the bed in 90, and I haven't even started my first. So even through all the hardship I've been through, and like the way my brain doesn't function correctly or normally, I just haven't gotten on like SSRIs. And I'm wondering if I should do that, because I guess it's my turn. I don't know. I have struggled with like mental health recently a lot, and I don't know why. Serious. Let's get serious. I've struggled with this for a long time, opening up about my mental health. I think because it's such a scary thing, and I have a funny disorder. Yeah, funny. If I talk about it, I can get kind of anxious. So I think that's why I avoid talking about it. But I guess this is a good time to bring it up, because now that I mentioned my depression, I think let's talk about it. I want to shout out to people who have social anxiety. Shout out to people who have social anxiety. Clap. Clap for them. Strong, strong people. And that was me for like most of my life. I don't think I've ever really unpacked it or talked about how I got over it. Have I gotten over it completely? No. I think I've accepted that that's something I'm just going to have to live with for the rest of my life, is being a socially anxious hoe who feels like a freak. I think I'm going to open up about this, because I would love to see if some of you guys can relate to me. And I'd also love to hear your struggles. I want to know the struggles of the people also. I think I just for a long time felt like I just didn't want to be the person in the room who was seen or heard out of fear of embarrassment. I think it's some sort of trauma thing, because when I was younger, I used to be the most outgoing person. But then as I got older, I really recluded myself. And it wasn't until I started this career, where you have to be a funny, outgoing person to be successful pretty much, that side was kind of brought back out of me. Not by choice, though. And the old me, the socially anxious version of me, still very much comes to the surface. And I'm still in here. This is still me. I think I'm a shy person. I get anxious. But it was all worsened by my true mental disability, panic disorder. Hey, who knows about panic disorder? It's the worst thing in the fucking world. I, for a long time, had such bad panic attacks, and I'm gonna tell you about my first one. And why am I choosing to talk about it when I look like this? I don't know, but I'm gonna do it. I just struggled for a long time because I didn't understand why it was happening to me, because it was out of the blue. I didn't always have this growing up. Honestly, I was kind of a naive kid and teenager to where I didn't have really much anxiety about anything. I think I had anxiety growing up, but I don't think I knew that it was anxiety. But when I hit the age of 17 or 18, I remember one day I was at the hair salon. I was sitting there, and it was the weirdest thing because it came out of nowhere. I remember sitting in the chair, and all of a sudden it's like the world around me went like dark. It genuinely felt like, the best way I could describe a panic attack, if you've never had one, it's like out of nowhere, your entire reality shifts. You genuinely like go into a dreamlike state, like everything becomes not real around you, and then you start to panic like you're gonna die and you can't stop it. It's horrible. It was a horrible thing to go through, and I still don't understand why it happened. The crazy thing about panic disorder, or my version of it at least, I was never officially diagnosed, but I did diagnose myself. And I mean I went to the doctor for it, but I didn't go to a psychiatrist, but I did understand what was going on with me, and I think it was panic disorder. And it was such a hard thing. Like having no clue about anxiety or panic attacks or anything, and then suddenly starting to have them on the regular was crazy. It was insane. And for me, it was also like, it brought on this whole chapter of my life. Like the day before I had a panic attack for the first time and the day after, those were two separate times in my life, and I've never been the same since. And I'll never be that person that I used to be before. And that's very sad. And that was almost the moment where I realized, like, fuck, mental illness is real. Wow. Mental illness is real. Yeah. It wasn't real before it happened to me. No, but like, it's hard to understand. It's like the way I can't imagine what someone with schizophrenia is going through, because that's like, it's impossible. The same way I didn't really understand anxiety, or in my case, major panic disorder. I didn't understand what it was until it happened to me, and it was very scary. And I just want to talk about that journey for me, because maybe someone is going through it right now or has gone through it and can relate, because it was something so hard, because it felt like everyone else was so normal. Suddenly, it felt like everyone else was so normal and I wasn't normal anymore, because I started having such bad anxiety because of panic attacks that were happening to me. And I couldn't even talk about them at the time, because even if I started talking about one, I would start to have one. And it was so weird though, because I know now that they're preventable. They can be preventable if you like go to therapy, get help, and like it's a mind thing. It can be a mind thing. There's also times where it feels like it's not, and it feels so out of your control, and like reality just slips, and then you're left struggling. I was struggling for like months, honestly. I would get into these dark phases. That was also a reason why I left YouTube. That's my favorite sentence, by the way, is like saying anything about me ever and then following it up by saying, "It's another reason I left YouTube." Girl, just pack it the fuck up. But seriously, it was, because I felt like I wasn't normal. I felt like, I don't know. And then there's like a guilt to it too, because I'm like, what is wrong with me? Like, what is wrong with me? What is wrong with my psyche to where I can't function like everyone else? I felt guilty because I was like, oh, I just suck. I'm the worst and I'm not normal and no one will understand me. And thankfully now I know that there's a lot of people who struggle with this, and that's why I'm talking about it, is because I want to just help people who are feeling similar ways relate to me. But for me, what really helped me was realizing that I'm in control, which is way easier said than done. Because like, again, as I said before, like the first panic attack, it changed my life forever. It changed my mind forever. It changed the way I think forever. It did something chemically to my brain that can't be undone. For example, and this still happens. It still happens. Ever since that very first day when I had one, up until now, even before I go to bed, I'll fall asleep. And right before I actually fall into like sleep, like true sleep, I'll get jolted by like a wave of panic. As if something bad is happening, or I'm a bad person, or something wrong is gonna happen, like something really, really bad. Like it's a wave of panic hits me, and then I wake back up for a little bit, and then I'm eventually able to fall back asleep. And it happens almost every night, and has happened almost every night since my first panic attack. And it scared me because I'm like, fuck, like this isn't even just like anxiety. Like anxiety, like it's not like quirky, cute, oh, I'm so anxious. No, it's like this is fucked. Like something is wrong. What do I do? Eventually, I kind of just got control over myself. And I think it happened with time and with a lot of self-reflection and therapy and diagnosing my like symptoms. Because sometimes panic attacks could be like induced by being overwhelmed by situations you're in, whether it be things as small as getting flashed by light can cause a panic attack for some people. For me, something that starts to make me panic, and I don't know why this happens. And I think it's because my first ever panic attack happened in a hair salon. You know how when you're sitting in a hair salon and you're in a chair or even on a desk chair and you move up or down, that feeling causes panic for me. I don't know why. It's almost like being moved without like controlling it yourself.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That is something that causes panic for me. Diagnosing that really helped me, because it's like, okay, there are certain things that will make me start to fall into that panicked like reality, and I have to pull myself out of it and realize like that's not reality. It'll save my life. Honestly, doing that will save me, because also when I get panic attacks, I get really anxious for the rest of the day. and it's a horrible thing to deal with. So I don't know, bringing this up just to say, if you've struggled with this before, I see you, I understand you. It's never something I've talked about or opened up about because it's not very, it might not be very interesting to people because it's like, if you can't relate, then, you know, you just might not understand. But remember this if it ever happens to you. Also, just the five sense rule really helped me, like trying to like, what is something I could smell? What is something I could see? Like you have to do everything you can in your power to bring you back down. And it is so hard and it feels impossible sometimes. Like, I think that's the hard thing too, is I'm so strong headed mentally. I feel like I could really do anything or get past anything that happens to me. I believe that I'm so strong, but I know that I'm not. So definitely gonna be looking into therapy soon. I think I might need it. I'm in a phase in my life where I don't know, I think it's a seasonal depression, but it really hits me hard. And that's why I bring up the me seeing that influencer talk about getting on her antidepressants because she's been in bed for 3 days. I'm like, I fought for my life. I fought for my actual breathing life. I have fought World War VII in my brain. I've gone through so much horrible shit mentally that I've never taken any medication for it. So I'm like, is this my SSRI era? Like, do I need to get into this? Do I need to do something? Because even when I was having those horrible panic attacks, I still didn't really take medication for it. I got prescribed something at the doctor and it was essentially like Benadryl on crack, but like without the crack. It was just like really strong Benadryl. So it just knocked me out. And it also kind of like gave me more anxiety. The medication gave me more anxiety. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to be taking that anymore. But maybe this is what I've been missing my whole life. Because yeah, the past week, I think I'm talking about this now is because like I love having fun on my podcast. But in reality, the past week, guys, I haven't been able to leave bed. Like, it's just bad. And I don't know why. It's fun to be able to sit here. And I do have a talent. This is what I'm saying about my strong mentality, where it's like I could put myself in such a good mood and be able to like be happy on camera. But it like, it's almost like the substance. Like I could be so happy and use my energy to like bring kindness to the world and happiness. But then me, when I turn off the cameras and I'm like sitting in bed, I'll be like, bitch, I'll be beat for days. It exhausts me. But only when I'm like in a depressed headspace, which is kind of my vibe recently. So guys, what SSRIs do you take? Comment them down below. Let me know. I need help. Maybe it's my time to go to the psychiatrist, but I'm scared. Because what if they try to give me like Xanax or something? And it's like the Xanarchy. Kind of sounds lit. But yeah, I had to touch on that. Panic disorder. It's really hard. Just trauma in general is really hard. There's so much stuff that like I don't talk about that I think I struggle with. Tough shit. But just know you're not alone in anything that you're going through and dealing with. And you can make it through whatever you're going through. You're a product of your environment. You always are. And no matter what that means, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, you could get out of it. You don't have to repeat cycles in your life. You are valid. Your tea is valid. Okay. I cannot believe that I just had that whole conversation looking like this. Guys, I'm so stuck in the Kia asylum these days that like I'm trying to save money any way I can. So do I get influencer PR sent to me? Yes. PR is a whole conversation that we need to have one day. How fucking crazy that is. Allegedly, I'm supposed to pay taxes on the PR I get. Hi, I'm not doing that. Actually, I haven't paid taxes like period. So definitely not paying taxes on PR. But what I will say, guys, I've been using face wash as hand soap for like 6 months. I have been using face wash as hand soap for over 6 months because it's like, girl, don't send me your bum ass face wash and expect me to use it. Like, I'm sorry. Okay. Influencers being out of touch compilation. Girl, if you want me to use your product and review it, then pay me. Pay me money. Makeup, of course, I'll use every bit of makeup that I get. But like skincare, I'm done. The skincare market is evil and it's targeting young women and gays. The evil gays. It's targeting them because it wants them to buy things to be more beautiful. When in reality, you don't need that. You don't need skincare to make you beautiful. I mean, some skincare is good, but for a lot of people, what you really need to do is go to the damn dermatologist. I cleared my acne by going to the dermatologist. Therefore, I'm not using any other face wash that people are trying to like send me and get me to use. No. I think I'm proud about, you know what? Also, 1 second. I have to go do something. Sorry. That was me exiting the Kia asylum. That was me taking my mental health wig off. I had to take it off. It was getting too heavy. As an influencer who's proven to be not very influential and also not to be a victim, I'm about to be a victim. I'm not trying to be like, my life is so hard. I hate getting PR. My legs hurt when I have to carry my PR through the door. Like, no, that's not my vibe. I think I'm better off not receiving it. This is my controversial take with PR is I think that it's a waste for a lot of brands. Okay, And also, if it's makeup, then it's never been a waste. And I love getting it and I will always use it. And I love makeup brands. But with skincare for me, it feels like a waste. And I don't know what to do with it a lot of the time. I give a lot of it away and I feel bad about it. But I don't know. It's just not my thing to be promoting products. But I get sent so much skincare. And for me, I cleared my acne by going to the dermatologist. And I can't stray away from that routine or I will get acne. Therefore, any skincare that I'm sent, I just don't touch it. Yeah, so I've been using face wash as hand soap for like 6 months. Where's my Bath & Body Works PR? Like, that's what I need, girl.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I need PR from like the IRS. I need to start getting PR from like where's my LADWP PR package? I'll promote them. Just wanted to talk about how I'm an out of touch influencer. And does that make me a bad person? These are the questions I have. Maybe I'll start doing giveaways. Patreon giveaways. Okay. I'm just a struggling influencer these days. What do you mean we have quantum computers before Stranger Things Season 5. What do you mean we have quantum computers before Euphoria Season 3? I'm not getting it. What do you mean? We're gonna need a quantum computer to unrig the election from 2020. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody's gotta wear a... I have a question. Who's drinking kombucha? I'm trying to be on a health journey right now, so I've been looking at things to drink and eat that are healthy so I can lose the weight. Yes. And the one thing I'm seeing is a lot of people love kombucha. Apparently it's like good for you. Who is drinking kombucha? If you drink kombucha, hey, let's talk. Hey, why is there living bacteria folds of skin needed to make kombucha? I'm not putting that together. Why is there a drink invented, sold for $20 at Whole Foods by the jar? Yes, jar, because of course it's sold in a jar. That millennial ass shit. We are young. That's what kombucha is. We are young. That's kombucha. It's for the millennials. Why are you drinking that shit? You're drinking bacteria juice? Okay, yeah, you want to drink bacteria juice that tastes like vinegar and shit from a butt. Piss from a hole. Like, I'm sorry. If you haven't seen how kombucha is made, I'll show a picture. There's like a fold of bacteria skin. Bitch, that's Monster Elizabethu. You're drinking Monster Elizabethu juice and calling it kombucha. Hey, let's talk about getting a job. Hey, what happened to water? Hey, what happened to apple juice? Hey, what happened to these things? I just don't get it. I don't get it. This whole health journey that I've been on recently, I'm done. Another thing I was cursed with in this life was the ability to be able to eat so unhealthy but feel so good. Like when I eat unhealthiest, that's when I'm the most happy. I'm like, energy, happiness. Girl, I start this fucking health journey this week. Suddenly, why is it depression, schizophrenia, sadness, bedridden for days? I don't get it. There's the pressures. Manjaro coming soon. Just took my first Ozempic shot. I'm starting to feel it. I'll just never forget how I first felt when Mario posted a video of us doing the apple dance, and the video went viral because people said I looked fat. Like, I will just never forget that. Like, it's something that sticks with me. And I know I touched on this last episode a little bit as well, but people, again, this was after my cancellation. They were like, oh, you're so problematic. This is what happens when you're problematic. Mm-hmm. Karma got to you. It's just dumb people saying dumb things. Like, It must feel good to be a fucking idiot, huh? It must feel really good to be such a dumb. And you know what? I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you. And I hope that God blesses you. I really hope that God blesses you, gives you your blessings. It pays to be a dumb bitch. Maybe you'll be happy. Maybe then you'll be happy. Yeah, blissfully ignorant. Yeah. But anyone who's ever called me fat before, you're my op. And yes, call me fat. See what happens. Your body, my choice. And my choice is to kill you. Okay. Guys, we had a lot of fun today. We had a lot of fun. We had a really good time. We really had a good time. But the fun is not over. No, you thought the fun was done? The fun is never done. I'm going to be moving over to Patreon because I do have more to talk about, but I want to keep it hushed. We're going to be moving it over there. So thank you guys for watching this week's episode. It just means the world that you keep coming back. You keep coming back to mama. Come back to mama, baby. Okay, wait. I love you guys so much, and thanks for watching this episode. Peace and love and blessings to you all.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.